We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our temperatures early this morning are in the low to middle 80s. As of 6 a.m., it still felt like 90 degrees. The heat advisory remains in effect today, high near 100. Dan Brunoff has the complete outlook for the week ahead on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is Monday, July 13th. Dallas County has now reported more than 1,000 new cases of COVID-19 for 10 consecutive days. But the governor says Texas has secured ample testing to help deal with this surge in cases. KRLD's Alan Skaya has more on the morning's top story.
The Federal Department of Health and Human Services had already extended community testing sites in Dallas and Houston in June, and now they're going to keep those sites open through the end of July. Governor Greg Abbott says the state is working to contain that recent surge in cases of COVID-19. Hospitalizations have increased to their highest level, with more than 10,000 people in hospitals across the state. The positivity rate also reached an all-time high yesterday. The percentage of people testing positive for COVID-19 passed 16% for the first time. Dallas County reported more than 1,100 new cases yesterday, two additional deaths. Dallas County had a total of almost 34,000 cases of COVID-19 now. 451 people there have died. The county says about a third of those who have died, though, have been at long-term care facilities. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Again, Dallas County yesterday reporting 1,174 cases, two additional deaths. Tarrant County, 404 cases, four new fatalities. Denton County, 112 new cases, no additional deaths. And in Collin County, 74 more coronavirus cases with no deaths. Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner wants to shut down his city. He says the state opened too quickly, too soon. The decision to shut down in Texas is up to Governor Abbott. Yesterday, Houston reported 1,500 new positive test results and 9 additional deaths. Today, a massive study will begin. It will see around 45,000 North Texans tested for COVID-19 to see why certain populations are affected more than others.
The UT Southwestern study will randomly test 30,000 people from both Dallas and Tarrant counties and 15,000 people from selected businesses. Amit Singhal is an associate professor of internal medicine at UT Southwestern and explains what happens when a person is chosen.
He or she would first complete a brief survey collecting basic demographics. They would then schedule a COVID test. Specifically, we are doing a nasal swab to check for PCR, that is active infection, and a blood test to check for antibodies, that is prior exposure to COVID.
Researchers would then keep tabs on those tested for a year. The study aims to understand why African Americans and Latinos are more impacted by COVID-19 than others. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
High school athletes across the Dallas-Fort Worth area getting back to training today, but workouts will look different this season. Here's KRLD's Bailey Friday.
For one thing, masks will be mandatory. Last week, the UIL updated its summer workout guidelines for strength and conditioning to include mask wearing for every participant over age 10. According to the guidelines, students, staff, and visitors must wear face masks when they arrive and exit practice areas, but athletes don't have to wear masks when they're actively exercising. Earlier this month, the UIL announced its recommendation that schools cease all workouts and practices from July 3rd to today, July 13th, to reduce the spread of COVID-19. Several schools will be starting up practices again today, including the Plano ISD and Keller Schools. Bailey Friday News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Fort Worth pools remain closed over COVID concerns. Here's KRLD's Kristen Diaz.
Forest Park and Marine Park pools in Fort Worth will not open this summer. This also includes the Sycamore Spray Ground area. With the continued increase in coronavirus cases there in the county, an increased risk to pool staff and visitors is possible as well. The city advises public pools consistently rank on several lists of coronavirus risk activities. Brandon Bennett, the city of Fort Worth's public health officer, says it is our job to look at the health risks and determine what restrictions we need to put into place to protect our residents. Kristen Diaz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A body is at the Dallas County Medical Examiner after being recovered from the Trinity River last night. It is believed to be the remains of a man who vanished Saturday night near Long Branch Lane and Fairport Road. The search was called off Saturday night, resumed Sunday morning, but it was a frustrating day until last night when two fishermen reported seeing a body several miles downstream near I-20 and Doughty Ferry Road. The ME's office will have to determine the identity. A pedestrian is dead after being struck by traffic on 635 LBJ in northeast Dallas overnight. Police were called about 11:30 p.m., found the victim dead on the eastbound side of LBJ near Plano Road. The entire eastbound side had to remain closed for hours because of the investigation. The westbound side was also closed for a time. It was the second fatal pedestrian incident in Dallas in less than 2 hours. The other incident, a person killed while walking along I-35 in northwest Dallas. That happened about 10 Sunday night on the southbound side of 35 near Royal Lane. Police quickly closed all lanes to allow for the victim to be recovered. Police unable to say why the victim was walking on the freeway. Get ready for another day of blistering heat today after DFW Airport registered the first triple-digit high of the year on Sunday.
All afternoon Sunday, the official National Weather Service thermometer flirted with the century mark, 97 at 3 o'clock, 98 at 4, 99 at 5, and then at 5:32, there it was, an even 100 degrees for the first time in 2020. Today, the Weather Service predicts 100 again. We'll see. Over the weekend, even the overnight temperatures refused to dip below 76, with high humidities creating dangerous conditions leading to heat advisories. With such stifling heat, MedStar reports nearly 40 heat-related paramedic calls over the weekend. Of those, 29 ended in trips to the hospital, and two of those patients were in critical condition. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
20-year-old college student from Fort Worth is identified as one of two people killed in a crash on Highway 281 near Wichita Falls over the weekend. Trinity College student Rebecca Wendt was the passenger in a car that was broadsided by a pickup. She was flown to JPS in Fort Worth, but did not survive. According to her Facebook page, Wendt was a 2019 graduate of the Fort Worth Academy of Fine Arts. The driver of that car was a 19-year-old student who was killed at the scene. He was also a student at Trinity College in San Antonio. DPS investigators believe he was responsible for failing to yield the right-of-way to the pickup. And a man is now locked up in Dallas the day after a woman was found murdered in the Lake Highlands area. Yesterday, the body of LaShandra Delce was found with multiple gunshot wounds outside an apartment complex near 635 and Adelia. Police tracked down the man they were looking for. He's locked up on a murder charge. Detectives say the motive is still under investigation.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.